As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize...
Gotcha, bitch!
I take a look at my wife in real life. She's very plain. That's just perfect for an Amish like me.
I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. Welcome to the Draft Podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome, James. Welcome, Brother James, Brother Andy.
Brother Andy, Brother James.
Brother Andy. That's the thing about welcome.
That's right.
Starts from the bottom.
Like, you keep going back to this story you told.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. I already had to wipe the hard drive twice. So.
You were specifically like, James, do not record, but then you just keep bringing it up.
Do not tell this story to anybody.
No, I'm just saying. Y'all know.
Yeah. Well, now they know at least a detail.
Yep.
Just a smidge.
Well, it's similar to a whale tail.
Just a S-midge.
That's right. A whale tail between S's midge.
Yeah.
Right.
My whip's so forward, I call it Balky. I'd be confusing like how a cow pee. Do they lay down and just get it on their udders? Do they squat and bounce off the ground and hits their brothers? Like, where does it even come from? Where they shit? Is it a solemn stream? Or does it drip like a Westbrook outfit? You laughing, but I'm trying to figure it out. Like Gwen Stefani, I'm leaving no doubt. What if everyone is gone and it's just you on the earth? Pushing the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile around the mountain curves. You living in a Garfield house. Every taxidermy animal might be your spouse. You bopping your head to Batman Forever soundtrack. Getting home and throwing on Kazam featuring Shaq. Or watch the Tom Green Show to act like a kid. Throw on 2004 classic game JFK Reloaded. Wild, but they really made that shit. Eat a few Fig Newtons with an alcoholic beverage. Laugh as you think of the thought of reading a book. Go loot, but if you're last on Earth, you're not really a crook. Just what if you were the last? What would you do?
Recording stopped.
Find our bodies and take pigs, teabagging the crew. Take a joke far as hell for the dudes. Now listen in as we draft last man on Earth. Two. Drew, you fuck. Come back, you piece of shit.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He doesn't want to do it. Seems like he doesn't want to do it again.
Uh-huh.
Right when you said, what would you do? Drew's like,
I know.
He turns it off. He's like, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll fucking end this podcast right now, motherfucker.
Take your kneecap off and throw it at your face. Pee in your face and then poop in your face. Face.
Yeah, face. Take that.
Yeah.
Man, so what do we do now?
I guess we just wait for him to come back.
Yeah.
At least while we're waiting.
We should tell everybody his story.
Find us.
Huh?
On jabroniu.com.
Oh.
And all the great shows, such as the other shows that we fucking do.
Yeah.
Those things.
You know, all the other ones. Out. Just go to jabroni.com.
Yeah, you guys
know. What, do we got to hold your fucking hand?
Yeah, what do we got, a fucking Hootie and the Blowfish shit over here?
Yeah, what do we got to, like, have, like, the flashlights with those little mini half lightsabers on them and fucking guide you in?
What do we got to give a, go underwater and give a blowfish job?
Yeah, do we have to do that? Do we have to find Nemo?
Yeah. Can you even blow a blowfish?
I mean, they'll blow back.
Where are you blowing?
Best bet they're going to blow back.
Both ways.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Doing a BFJ, a blowfish job?
Where are we? We're lost without Drew.
Yeah. Lost without Drew. Shout out Robin Thicke. Shout out Alan Thicke, his father. Shout out Growing Pains. Shout out Young Leo. Right?
Yeah, that's like 6 degrees of shout outs.
Yeah.
I like that.
6 degrees of shout-eration.
6 degrees of shout-eration, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a new game. That's actually what the game is called. It's not 6 degrees of separation anymore.
That's right.
It's all shoutouts.
Yep.
You know why? Because
6 degrees of shattering.
Separation is like, it has negative connotations. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they're not separated. They're together. And shout out to them. You know?
Yeah. Shout out oration has a great connotation. Dude, I knew this one name. His first name was Khan. His middle name A. His last name was Tation. You know? Went to grade school together.
Yeah?
Yeah, old connotation.
Connotation.
Yeah.
As you know, I hear
God.
It, I hear it sweeping the nation.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we did this before.
Drew, you don't even know what the fuck you just missed.
It sounds like Andy was telling his story again, sweeping across the nation.
I feel like he was trying to tell your story.
Well,
I don't even know.
If that happens again, I'm just going to go to the phone. I just
literally recording in progress.
All night, it's been fine. And then as soon as he starts his fucking rap, it just goes out.
It knows, man. It knows.
It does. It wanted to see how pissed off I was going to get when you left. I threw a straight venom at you.
You fucking went DMX. Like, you just, you're like, screw this rap. I'm fucking going. Start barking.
Yeah,
so it's fucking Last Man on Earth.
I'm a dog.
I'm like a real fucking Todd around here, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a dog. I got a long tongue. That's why I eat a pussy.
That's
right.
Dog, you like the pussy?
Where my dog's at?
Yeah, I don't even know what is happening. Andy has to be on edibles tonight.
No, I'm good. Wink. This one time we did a podcast and Drew wasn't there.
Yeah.
That's it. Just this one time. So we're redoing that draft, which was The Last Man on Earth. And just to give everybody a little look into what we did and what we can't do this time, I'm going to read off the teams that we had. Mm-hmm. Daniel was in place of Drew. Daniel's team was this: a car, Lambo Countach, City House, the fucker stayed in Bradenton, album, Ozma Rock and Roll Part 3, movie, Speed Racer, TV show, How I Met Your Moms, video game, Chrono Trigger, and main entree was just pizza as a whole. And then his alcoholic beverage was every beer in the world.
All beers.
Yep, all beers. His snack was a soft pretzel, and his book was Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah. You guys got real fucking heated about that
shit,
too. It got
heated because there was some stuff that was drafted as specifics and not specifics.
I feel like it was Andy's snack is what it was.
So we'll finish with that. We'll go with James.
This was the beginning of Daniel getting upset that we make up the rules as we go.
As we go, yeah. Yeah, so James's draft was the Skittles Mercury Mobile.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., the White House.
Which is, that's a local thing?
That's a local thing.
If I remember right.
It's like a 20-inch rim fucking Lincoln Town car with fucking
and
Skittles.
And I can attest, this is very real, and it wasn't just a Skittles. There was M&M's, there was Superman.
There was a
lot of different things.
There was a Sprite one.
Yeah, there was a Sprite one.
Maybe it was even Sierra Mist.
I feel like it might have been Sierra Mist. No, it was Sprite.
It's like a mountain lightning.
Sierra Mist.
Sam's Club Mountain Lightning.
It's just a generic cola.
Some malto meal, fucking cereal.
Oh, hey, man. Don't go at my no-name cereals now. Album was Hootie and the Blowfish, Cracked Rear View. Movie, The Wedding Singer. TV show, The Office. Video game, Microsoft Game Suite. Main entree, cheesy gordita crunch. Alcoholic beverage. James took one of Daniel's because he went with the Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Well, snack, I think combo, that's why. I think I had picked that first, and then he picked all the beer.
And then he went with all the beer, yeah.
Yeah.
But that book, Harry Potter, The Order of Phoenix. And then my team, which sent Daniel over the edge. my car was the Darts Brombron. City, San Diego, California. Album, Michael Jackson's Number Ones. Movie, Superbad. TV show, WWE Raw. Video game, Tetris. Main entree, steak. All of them. Alcoholic beverage, all rum. Snack, where he lost it. Fruit.
Yeah.
I picked all of fruit. And then for my book, I picked Rand McNally's Road Atlas.
So we're not allowed to dip into any of those.
Right. No, we have to. No. Those are off the table.
Okay.
I liked Daniel's reasoning for staying in Bradenton, though. It was like, it was because you know the lay of the land. You don't have to worry, you know, you don't have to worry about things.
Yeah, that's fair, but that's how, that's how you die and don't see shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're the last man on earth and you stay at home.
Right. Like,
I guess that's how you live and don't see shit.
But here's the thing, like, if you're scared to die, then you're not really dying.
Yeah, but if you're the only man alive, then you're the only one living. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah. But, like, if you're okay that you could die, then you go get to experience shit versus I would rather do 10 different things and then die going off a cliff than not do anything and eventually die without doing anything.
Man, that is deep.
Yeah.
Somebody put that on, like, a billboard or something.
Somebody put that on Boxers, and then all of a sudden, when you're on, your fourth date, and all of a sudden you throw off the pants, she's like, I'm done. Why do you have that quote on your Boxers?
Just says all this stuff about you ain't living if you're dying, and blah, blah, blah. Andy Liner. She's just like, who the fuck is Andy Liner?
And why does it say Andy on your boner?
Oh my god, that's the absolute funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. I want random quote boxers so bad now. Yeah. So fucking bad. Hey. This is a fucking absolute.
I never did a snowman duck, Andy Liner.
Oh my god, just Andy Liner quote boxers. That's all we need.
Oh, explaining that to her.
Who the fuck is Andy Liner?
Who the fuck is Andy Liner?
Andy finally gets his message out there, and it's through the like printed text over the flap of boxers.
For people experiencing premarital sex syndrome.
Syndrome?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a disease. Everybody's catching it.
Maybe it'll help her, like, get closer, like, in a situation where you take your pants off, because she'll have to, like stretch the pants out to see the text and what does it say?
I don't love the idea of somebody rocking these to a strip club, going in the back room for three songs, and, you know, pre-jacking on the quote and on my name. I don't love that.
I think that's, like, one of the best parts.
But then, like, it's one of my favorite parts. Some random strip club trash can, because they threw it out because they didn't want to wear those boxers out after they busted.
Well, just think of how many more people it can reach now. The trash man gets to read it. The strippers, all the strippers get to read it. The janitor gets
good boxers.
To read it.
I guess I'll wash them and take them home.
Yeah, exactly. People who may not have heard your message now get to see it. You know, because these are really high. These are expensive boxers. Like, yeah. You don't know. Like, yeah. These are very
the Brotherhood
high-end.
Of the Traveling Jizz.
It's a very high end product.
Or the Traveling Boxers. I don't know why I went jizz there.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You got jizz on your name, you know.
No, it's a rule. Like once you jizz in the boxers, you have to pass them on to somebody
else. You
have
to pass them on. It says it in the care package.
There's a note that comes with the pack, like the thing. Yeah. You have to unlay. It's like a little scroll.
Oh like, man,
you have received this gift. Like they just show up in the mail too.
Yeah, like, you didn't order them.
No, you didn't order.
You didn't order them.
They just show up, and you just said when you got to save that scroll, and then when you jizz, you pack it in and you send it off to the next person.
And on the tag, 100%. Machine wash, cold water,
and
pass after jizzing.
And then at the end, it's like an old school chain letter. It's like, if you don't pass these on, you'll get 7 years of bad luck.
It's like the ring.
Oh, man.
Oh. Samara haunts you if you don't pass it on.
Yeah, her and her fucking pill peanut butter sandwich.
I bet there's a traveling panty thing that goes on. I bet people are renting panties nowadays.
You think so?
You think Probably. People are rent to owning them?
Well, there's like, you know, the vending machines in Japan where they can buy dirty panties.
What?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
No way.
Yeah, panty vending machines in Japan where you can buy a soiled lady's undergarments. Drew's looking it up right now. He's on his iPad. He pulled it up right when I said
that.
Dude.
I'm trying to get some.
Do they
some
have
underwear.
Like different price tags and stuff? Like, or are they like?
I don't know if it's all one price or if maybe the.
God, that's a hell of a scam. If you could get away with it, you could just like put pictures up that don't even apply to it, and then just dirty up some panties and put them in there.
You could cook like
and one of them. You're like $1,500. The other one, you're like $3,750.
You could, like, cook up some sausages and just drop the sausages in, like, the bottom of the panties and put, you know, get that oil and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And then, like, then just say, yeah, this is, and then put a picture of anybody.
You just have, like, a guy in the middle that's orange named Chester.
Yeah. Well, you could have a picture of, like, Xena Warrior Princess, like Lucy Lawless's fucking panties.
Dude.
They just smell like... They smell like fucking kielbasa sausage.
Yeah.
You know?
They could be dropping on panties instead of panties dropping on them.
Exactly.
Quote that.
Andy Liner. All right.
What order are we getting?
Yeah, let me get this order here.
Oh. Speaking of order, man. Order of the Jabroni U Network, huh?
Oh, we already did that.
Oh.
Yeah, we knew.
Well, then we'll just sit here in silence as I try to be witty as I reply to this female.
Oh.
Oh.
It's not a female.
Oh.
Me and James on the exact same sound plane.
Oh.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Andy?
Yeah.
You're number one. Drew?
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're number two.
Oh, man.
James? Yeah? You're number three.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm fucking jacked.
Yeah. Said, yeah?
So, yeah. Last time, did we like, jump around, or did we stay, like, down the line?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I think we just not confuse everybody and just go.
Go in the order. I like it.
Go down the line? Okay. All right. Well, Andy?
Well, you guys are fucked because I'm getting the last time I went with a gangster-ass car.
We didn't make the timer.
Oh, yeah.
That was, yeah.
But this time...
We're on the clock.
I'm taking it fucking next level. Uh-huh. I'm talking about the Carlman King. It's the bullet-resistant version, obviously. And it's kind of like an SUV version of the Batmobile.
I thought you said we're taking movie or TV cars.
$2 million. What's that?
I thought you said we're taking movie or TV cars.
Yeah.
What?
You said that in the text, didn't you?
No, I said that's another draft. But I can do that.
No, it's okay. I mean, James also in this.
I see what you're saying. Okay, I took that as that too. But you saying we should do a whole draft of it?
Yeah. But I mean, you can still draft them. I don't.
My car is a movie car, and my house is a TV show house.
That's fine. That's fine. That's actually hilarious.
That was very ambiguous.
I get what you're saying. But yeah, I went Carlman King. Look up this bad bitch. Right. Carl with a K. King also with a K.
I was going to use Q.
A Q?
Dude, this thing's starting price is $2 million. Whoa. It's powered by a 6.8 liter V8 engine. Top speed of 170. Can go to 0 to 64.6 seconds. Goes off-road. And inside, leather, wood, metal. A whole built-in fridge, humidor, wine cooler. There's like a starry thing on the interior ceiling where you could just kick back because the seats in the back seat also recline. The cockpit designed for the driver. And then there's also the passenger area, which has all of this stuff and a sunroof. So it's built sturdy as fuck. It can go everywhere. It looks badass. It goes pretty fast. And it's very luxurious. It's made of snakeskin interior.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Come on now.
That's legit. The Carlman Q-I-N-G.
Yeah, you gotta have something that, you know.
So different from the car that I'm about to pick after Drew. Of course.
Oh, I thought he was going to do it.
All right,
yeah.
But it's
well, you mentioned it, Andy. I want the fucking Tumbler, the Dark Knight Tumbler.
Mm. Hell yeah.
But that's what I want to fucking ride around in. And it comes in black.
Yeah.
But dude, that's like
a blackies.
That's a fucking, it's a badass fucking, like, I love it. I think it's my favorite Batmobile.
Yeah, the Dark Knight. Yeah, because you can take that everywhere. Just like the Carlman King 2Ks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is it's a B, James, if you're looking for it.
Yeah, honestly.
It starts with a B.
Dude, honestly, this Tumbler looks like
the
sports car version of the car that I have.
Yeah. Plus, like,
it actually does kind of. It really
when it like the one where it's got like the fucking breakaway bat cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If I'm in a tight spot,
I thought about this, but then I thought if I had this thing, I would die in it. Or on it. Like, it's gotta be so fucking...
I don't think you can. It's like the fucking, it's like those fucking RC cars that just flip and you can just go every single way, I think.
I just, you know, like how, you know, like when he gets sucked under the dashboard to get onto the motorcycle?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's gonna catch my butt or something and rip my hair off.
You're not gonna be leaning forward enough and it's just gonna snag.
Like, I just feel like there's so many things that could happen. just in the operation.
The bike shoots out. But you're like stuck.
Yeah.
And it just sends you underneath the tumbler.
This is something you got to read the manual front to back like a couple times and get. You
That's
gotta
why
get
when
it
Drew
all.
Drives past, he's going to be like, what the fuck was that? Is that a Fiat? It's going to be James in a Fiat driving.
Oh, just you wait.
Oh, it's safe. I'm going safety. It's a fucking Volvo.
Yeah, this is a badass car, though.
Yeah. So.
I don't even know if I was on the clock. So.
Yeah, you were. But now you're off and I'm on. I thought about this and I thought, you know, I just want like a car with a lot of features, but not a lot of stuff that is going to. Well, then again, this car does have some stuff that could fuck me up, but I feel like I could figure it out before I let it fuck me up, especially now that I know. But I'm going with the station wagon that they rent in the Vacation movie with Ed Helms.
Oh.
The Korean one?
Yes.
Hell
the blue,
yeah.
That blue thing? Yeah. I forget what they call it, but yeah, it's that car from the movie Vacation. And like when he pushes the button and it just turns his seat 180 degrees. Like he's looking backwards now.
Dude, that is such a fucking funny joke in that movie.
I know, I love that shit. Man. I fucking love it.
It's like it's yelling at me.
I like to think of all three of us on the starting line.
Right? They just see that my
Drew's
car
flying by. I'm going off road, and then you're still like put your seatbelt on, checking your mirrors.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You know, I think I can take the time to learn the buttons in this. But, like, with the Batmobile, if I had that, you push the wrong button, you shoot a missile at something. You know what I mean? That
right.
That's yeah. So it's not as bad.
Yeah, this thing's still heavy.
Yeah, yeah. It'll
Don't
get me
one
through.
Of these doors slammed on your fingies.
Right, yeah. But it'll also get me through debris and shit that's going to be left behind by all the fuckers that abandoned me.
I feel like that doesn't happen as much. You don't hear about, like, kids or adults, like, getting their hams slammed in doors anymore. But I feel like that used to be a big thing when we were growing up.
Oh, I bet you it still happens a lot. I think
I definitely had my hand slammed in the door at least 6 times.
Has your kid ever had his hand
six
slammed in the door?
6 times?
Probably.
I don't even remember ever happening.
Really?
It happened to me at least once in my life. Andy's the guy that gets burnt on the stove and then just keeps putting his hand on the stove.
Yeah,
I got stove burns.
Andy just burns himself for fun now.
Yeah, no doubt. I did.
Yeah, for nostalgia purposes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's back to me. All right, so the city / house that I would live in. And, you know, I have a 3 written down here. But I think I'm going to go with the most fun, most secure one, where I can launch my my Korean station wagon from a tunnel whenever I want to get out. And I can also kind of, like, hide away from if shit starts to pop off. So I'm going to go in New York City. I'm going to use the Ninja Turtles sewer.
Oh,
yeah, their sewer pad.
Take Wayne Mansion, Wayne Manor.
No, once again, too many things that can fuck you up. There's even bats in there just flying around. Like, you know, those bitches started COVID, right?
That's crazy, though. Like, your move in process is going to suck.
Yeah. That's well.
Maybe you get some dynamite and you blow a hole in the road because who needs it?
Well, there's a lot of access. You know, like they have a giant turtle van that they get in and out of there all the time. So, like, I feel like I could back a fucking U-Haul right into that sewer, like, van launcher.
Okay. Pipe,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You just got to find the right access. It's there. Believe me, you'll be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially the one in the second movie when they find that underground train station and they make the train
cars. You don't
think
you'd rather, like, live where the air is a little bit better?
Well, I like the train car idea where it's not, like, necessarily sewer, but it's still underground.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Feel you.
Like in the second movie.
But you got a lair.
Yeah, a lair.
Yeah.
Leia, I hardly know her. You know?
God, what show am I doing right now? This is the draft of the PWT cast.
I just like the...
It's one of my favorite jokes, though, to this day, though, is whatever, I hardly knew her.
Whatever. That actually works. Whatever, I hardly know her. Oh, God.
That was a banger.
All right.
TMNT sewer.
Back to you,
Jim. Pulling your shagging wagon in there.
Yeah. It'll fit.
Yeah.
You're up, Drew.
I'm going to go with the cavern from the show Coach.
Oh.
Just a nice Minnesota hot, like, cabin, like fucking out in the middle of nowhere. I don't have to worry about anybody coming around. Right on the lake, I can go out and get fish in the summer or the winter. Fucking perfect.
That's the fucking funniest. That is the fucking funniest pull in the history of this show.
So bizarre.
Cabin from Coach.
Dude, I used to love Coach.
I did too, man. I used to love it too. But that's so funny. Like, nobody ever had that on their bucket list to own a cabin similar to the one in Coach. That shit is so fucking funny.
You and Craig T, that's it.
That's right.
Oh. You're moving to fucking Iowa. That sucks, bro.
No, Minnesota.
Oh.
Yeah. Minnesota
State Screaming Eagles.
Yeah. That's right. It was filmed in Iowa, but it was it was Minnesota, you're right.
It was filmed in Iowa?
Yeah. How do you know that fact?
why was it filmed in Iowa?
I don't know.
Because Minnesota's too cold.
It was outdoor shots of campus and stadium were filmed at Kinnick Stadium at the University of Iowa in Iowa City, where the creator went to college. There you go.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. But I was like, everything, like, why would they build that soundstage in Iowa? Like, that's like, there was two sets. It was like his office. Yeah. It was his office and the cabin.
His sweet fucking cabin.
Oh, fucking Minnesota. Cabin. Still, you're moving to Minnesota?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you're going to choose to be in the fucking deep cold, and you're the last man on Earth.
Right.
You know, there's nobody out there plowing any snow anywhere during the winter.
First of all, I have a tumbler.
Oh, yeah.
Second, where do I need to go?
I mean, like, you're going to have to figure out how to get food.
The lake!
This is going to loot.
The frozen lake?
Yeah.
Like, I guess you can ice whole fish.
Go ice fish.
Yeah. You gonna put your hand down and just try to grab them?
Yeah, What is that? Noodling?
That sounds sexual.
Is that what it's called? All right, Andy. Noodle us up with the next pick.
That's when you take a long strand of hard spaghetti and put it in the. Never mind. Noodling.
Minnesota frozen spaghetti.
The noodling.
I'm gonna go with. I'm going to live in Hilltop Haven. It's a $42 million place in Palm Springs. It's a top-of-the-world desert oasis with pool, waterfall, barbecue, fire pit, and breathtaking views in Morongo Valley. I can take hikes at Joshua Tree National Park, and then I can go fucking play a shit ton of golf while I'm there. Because if you think about it, there's not many great one-man sports, golf is. So why not fucking golf my ass off in majestic views? And I have a custom rock pool under the stars.
You have like a 3-month window where you can golf, where everybody's gone and it doesn't overgrow.
There's nobody around.
But it's gonna
all good.
It's gonna overgrow, though.
No, because my golf cart's gonna be a lawnmower.
Oh, is that part of the draft here? I didn't see that.
No, it's just like it's there.
It's just it's
like, a feature on the fucking Carlman King.
Yeah.
The bottom is actually a fucking deck plate.
Yeah. I'll fucking put tsunami ninja like swords, and I'll duct tape them to the bottom, and I'll put five of them there, and I'll put a fan on it, and then I'll turn the fan on, and the swords will just chop while I'm driving the golf course.
So you're going to do all that instead of just like taking the fucking a lawnmower bottom and attaching it to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, also like the clubhouse of whatever golf course you're playing at this place probably has,
that's lawnmowers.
Probably has a lawnmower you can use too.
Yeah, but I'm bored.
He's like, I'm the only last man on earth. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with katanas.
I did with it tsunamis. My way.
Oh, yeah, but like, that's pretty dope, like getting badass views and just playing some fucking golf, right?
Yeah.
That is dope. The mowing part. I'm not into the mowing part that as much. You know?
You just want her to be quiet?
What? Right. Go ahead. Oh, well. No, I just got it.
And eat dog. All right.
And you dog.
For albums, please don't. I actually gave you a spoiler.
Did you?
I did. It's random how it came up, but spoiler alert, the song that you played is from the album that I'm taking. I'm taking Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
Dude, so what's great about this, you get a bunch of different like emotions, and I feel like singing is better for a long period of time of re-listening than even some of like the hip-hop stuff that I would want. So, because you can like sing with it, and I can even freestyle beat over the top of it, you know, do all that kind of shit. But it's also an hour and 45 minute album.
Hell yeah.
So it's not a shorty, so you can kind of replay it a lot, and the songs are timeless. If they haven't gotten old, you know, freaking 50 years later,
mm-hmm.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Plus it's Stevie, man.
I have a similar artist.
Oh.
Yeah, very similar.
But yeah, man, this album, absolutely one of the best albums ever. You got shit like Isn't She Lovely on it. You know?
Isn't she lovely? There's more lyrics to this song. Yeah.
The one I...
For those who didn't know what the song was.
Yeah. The one that I like, Sir Duke, for sure, but I wish...
Oh, fuck, Sir Duke is such a banger. Dude.
Yeah. And I wish, that's the song people sleep on, but I wish goes hard as fuck.
Like,
yeah.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish
I thought about Ski Low, but not this time.
I wish I could see that.
I wish I had a girl with good eye. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and six full car. Hey, I wish it, you know.
Yeah, you do.
All right, Drew.
Man, you guys are going off key, off the, you know, off the beaten path, so to speak. So I kind of want to, because James says he has a similar one. Like, I kind of want to do that too. Because like, I was going to just pick something from the people behind me. But
I thought about that too, because they got a double album that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's talking about Wu-Tang, everybody.
Wu-Tang.
It's for the children.
Ain't nothing to mess with.
Right. Yeah, plus it's for the children. You know, it's not off the beaten path, but I'm gonna go with a Queen album. I'll go with The Works. This is like, this is a little later one, but it's got a, you know what, fuck, maybe we'll make sure that's the right one. But I'm pretty sure this is the one that has Radio Gaga and...
It's the one where she says, I looked him dead in the eye and said, who you calling a bitch?
Who you calling a bitch? U-N-I-T-U-I. Yep. Also.
Yes, right, okay.
Just another day living in the hood. Just another day inside the hood.
Touch my booty was nasty. Today.
Yeah, this says I want to break free. Radio Gaga. Fucking tear it up. It's a good fucking, I love this album. Hammer to Fall.
Great album, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Queen. Plus, like,
I love
to work on your vocals. Exactly. And, like, you have something to compare it to.
Maybe after 20 years of solitude, singing to myself in the fucking middle of Minnesota, I might actually be able to, like, hit a fucking note.
Yeah.
I love Lady O Gaga.
All we hear is Lady O Gaga.
You can't go wrong with Queen.
Can't go wrong.
Queen and Stevie, we got two of the best singers off the board.
Just so everybody knows, it's Queen spelled with a K.
Yes. That's right. K-W-E-E-N.
Dude, I've seen some spellings like that before.
Yeah, you have.
Like a quick stop?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, oh yeah.
Quick E-Mart.
K-W-I-K.
All right, so...
Oh, man, this like the Simpsons album? That would be a fucking great one.
Wow, that's a banger.
Yeah.
I went very similar.
Quickie Mart. I do.
I went very similar to both of you guys. Just like a classic that has... It's got like a lot of different kind of types of music. And it was actually influenced by two types of music to be created. So if you think about it, if I'm the last man on Earth... Even in the show Last Man on Earth, like, he was the last man for a short time, but he did bump into people, you know what I mean? And eventually they're going to restart the Earth, and they're going to find some ways. So you're going to need something that, wouldn't it be easier? Candy. It's kind of like, if you think about Silicon Valley and Middle Out, it kind of works that way with art as well. So why not start with something that came from two things in the new world, and then people can branch off of it and start the solo stuff on the outside. You know what I mean?
Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
You see what I'm getting? So I'm
Corey
talking
Feldman.
Limp Bizkit, greatest hits.
Oh, wow.
Timeless. I'm telling you, because you not only do you have rock and roll, you have hip hop, you have like a little bit of metal, you have new metal, you have hardcore. It's like all in there. Everything. A little bit of everything.
You got some singing with Behind Blue Eyes.
Yeah. You got some covers.
Yeah. Build a bridge.
I'm telling you. And like at some point in this world where you're living by yourself, you're going to want to break stuff. And what better song to break stuff to? Yeah.
And guess what? Stuff? You got to have faith.
Exactly. So this album has hype songs. It has vibe songs. It has.
Recording stopped.
Fucking Method Man is on this album. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a Method album.
Exactly.
You know? Also, when you're swerving that fucking shaggin' wagon, right? Yeah. You might be looking for a little bit of nookie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
I do see what you mean. And my way? Come on now.
I feel like you're a little bit hyped for this pick.
I'm very hyped for this pick.
Not even bullshit.
I didn't know how much I'd love it, but I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking love it.
There's such a wide range of types of songs, you know what I mean, on this album.
Which is your favorite one off this album? It's a tough choice.
I would say Rearranged or My Way are my two favorite Limp songs. But then also, like, I love the song Faith. It always gets me hype.
Yeah, Faith. I'll probably go Faith. I was between End Together Now, Faith, and Behind Blue Eyes, actually.
I mean, the cover, Behind Blue Eyes, and even the Home Sweet Home cover at the bottom, oh my, it's like good, man. It's fun.
Dude, yeah, this whole album slaps, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Recording in progress.
What the fuck?
as soon as I get on the phone, I don't even know if I want to
do this, but I will.
He did it. All right, James is coming back
back to back
with movie.
Okay, this is the movie I'm going to bring. Okay.
Also, I'm pretty proud of my internet for cutting out as soon as you said fucking Limp Bizkit. Like, it's like it knows me.
Is that why you cut out when I was rapping too?
I was like, this sounds too much like Fred Durst. And he's even wearing a red hat.
Yeah, Fred Durst of the draft pot over here.
I made some solid points for justification, Drew, so.
Mm-hmm. You did. Yeah.
You might want to listen back at this. Maybe.
I heard a couple. It was all the types of music and things like that.
Yeah.
And Method Man.
What about the middle out scenario? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that too.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like science and all.
But did you hear that he could be whipping around in his shagging wagon playing Nookie?
Yeah. I mean, for the Nookie.
Also, that is just like the Stevie Wonder album.
Right. Very similar.
Yeah.
Timeless classics.
Yeah, that's right. You said I got a pick that's very similar.
Timeless classics. Exactly.
And I just let it go.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, it's basically the same album.
For my movie, I thought about this, and I'm going to want something in my solitude that is going to remind me of the good times, you know, when I had loved ones around me. Mm-hmm. And what better to do that than one of my favorite movies that I know in and out? I know every word of the movie. I know I love it. I've already watched it a million times, and I know that I can continue to watch it a million more. And I'm going to go with Billy Madison.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is my most viewed movie when I was working at the body shop in the mall, the women's clothing store, putting tags on clothes and clothes on hangers.
Yeah. There was like, I had a rotation of movies as a kid. Like,
you went back to back Sandler's too.
Oh. What?
You picked Wedding Singer last time.
Oh, did
I? Oh, okay.
Man, see? I'm a big Sandler head.
Adam Sandler featured in a Limp Bizkit song?
Yeah. Sandler, I hardly know her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
Sandler, I hate the beach.
Yeah. That's why I moved to Minnesota.
I wish those were the jokes. Just random old guy don't make sense jokes. Or make too much sense. It's like two on the money.
A little bit on the nose.
Yeah. Sandler, I don't like sand in my sandals.
Oh, man. Gotta wipe that off. I don't want it to make my sneeze.
Sandler, I hate sand. It gets everywhere.
See, those are the... That's how you deliver it. One, yeah. That's how you deliver it.
Oh, he delivers.
Fuck. All right. Drew.
All right. I am going to go with Jackass 3.
Oh
shit.
That's so good.
That is good. Yeah. That's fun.
I feel like that's a movie I would never get sick of.
Well, and you could like attempt to put together the things that they put together.
Yeah.
And then recreate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of, and plus like 3D.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, you have access to a movie theater, so you can just watch that over and over in the movie theater.
Yeah. So that's where I'm going. I was kind of like, as we did it, I was like, man, I wish we should have just expanded this. But then I got thinking like, this would be, we also haven't done this yet, is trilogies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I agree.
Like, yeah.
Like what? Like if we would have drafted here, but I think it is better to just have a whole draft of it. Is just like what trilogy would you what three movies would you watch over and over again?
Damn, I love that.
And I suggest that we like, if there is four, but there were three originally, and those are the three that are, like, it was a trilogy that everybody talked about, then you can still pick it.
Or if there's six, you can take 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, exactly.
like Police Academy or something.
You can take Sharknado.
Wait, wait, not 1, 2, and 3 and 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
2, 3, and 4. You make up your own trilogy.
Yeah.
One, four, and six.
You can take Sharknado 1, 5, and 7.
Yeah.
The last Rocky was 100% my favorite, so I got to put that at the top.
Let's see. Rocky movies, I'm going to go 1, 4, and Creed 1.
Oh, you're going to count Creed. Oh, wow.
Actually, that's its own trilogy now.
Yeah, that's its own trilogy. Yeah.
For Rocky movies, I'm going to do 1, and then I'm going to do just the scene where he says if he dies, because I haven't seen any other movies. Any of the other ones?
Yeah, I'll do 1, 3, and 4.
1, 3, and 4 is a good, that's a good solid pick if you're going to original Rockies.
You get the base story, and then you get, like, it really picks up in 3 and 4.
Yeah, because I feel like 2 is just a, it's just 1.
Yeah. I gotta get that beach scene.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go with an album that makes me feel good. Somebody that stars in it that makes me feel good. Something that has some comedy, some action, some fighting, some stunts, some love. Give me one of the greatest movies of all time. Some dancing. Mm-hmm. Some dance fighting. Hot Rod.
Oh, very nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. That is, you get great music in it.
Yeah, good soundtrack.
Like,
you went back-to-back hater.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but, yeah, like, you get great soundtrack. You get one of the funniest scenes in movie history with the guy just falling down the hill, you know, for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The dance fighting in the woods to the fall is one of the best sequences in movie history. I don't care.
I agree.
You know.
Ian McShane.
You get some very physical comedy, too. You get the pool stuff where the dude's dancing and, you know, the whole party thing. You get Danny McBride.
Yeah.
Only Island Bill Hader. Come on.
Yeah.
When Bill Hader gets the little piece of metal in his head, and they're driving him to the hospital. He's like, "You see that tiny ambulance? You see that tiny ambulance? We just and we walked, we drove right over it." Yeah, it was like on mushrooms or something. Oh my god!
Yeah, this movie's still super underrated. Somehow, like, it's the movie even more than any other movie that I can put on whenever I'm like not feeling it or whatever. And it'll still make me laugh like it did the first time.
Oh, dude, yeah. It's timeless. Like, it's a lot like Limp Bizkit. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. I'm about to blow your fucking minds.
Oh, shit.
Because this next pick might be the greatest, one of the greatest picks we've ever had in draft pod history.
Should we
do this first? You teased it a little too early.
I got so hyped.
I loved you, like, putting a needle in that balloon.
I know.
Oh, I was so excited that I just, wow.
You just pre-cummed a little?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Your quote got all soggy.
You guys ever had Carpaccio Wagyu?
No.
No.
It's fucking dope.
Hell yeah.
Is that your Raven?
It's infused?
It's thin slices of raw beef. But it's like with all kinds of like nice spices on it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that a couple weeks ago and I really liked it. I've been thinking about it.
It's raw?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Like a steak tartare.
And you like dip it around or you like wrap it around like this like cracker thing or whatever. Like a little piece of toast cracker. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like it's a little hard, but it's soft.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That one did something.
Man, I do know what you're talking about. With the hard and soft cracker. Yeah.
Oh, man. it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. Like I said, 2 weeks ago. I've been thinking about it since.
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I have kind of a sheety.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I watched Kevin James' new stand-up.
Uh-oh.
Irreversible? Uh-oh. And it really is irreversible. I can't take it back.
That time is...
I can't take it back now.
Is he doing that orange joke, but with an avocado this time?
There's a lot of, like, I'm hurting, I'm sad, I'm sore. But he's seen, you know what caught me about the special? And it's not even that it's bad. I'm sure that people like it, and people will like it. But, like, it just seemed very negative. You know, like, he was talking about a lot of very negative stuff. And it was just interesting to me. And then he would, like, a lot of, like, his transitions to his next jokes would contradict, like, the thing that he was saying in the last series of jokes. So it just confused me a little bit. And at some point, I fell asleep.
So, guy, too.
Yeah, this isn't a glowing review, but, you know, he's been away from the stage for a while. Like, Kevin James, Sweat the Small Stuff was like, it has to be early 2000s, I would think. So,
yeah.
20 years ago.
I think part of what's happening is there's so much money being thrown out there for specials and for like comedy that so many people are trying to do that it's brought some people out doing specials that clearly if they were good they weren't ready to film a special.
Where is the Kevin James thing on Netflix or Tubi?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So there's so many people that are like, oh shit, we have this streaming platform. We also have to get our stand-up comedy stuff, and we have to get current stuff, right? So I think there's so many deals being thrown. You hear, like, Bert and Tom and all of these people talking about how much money is being, like, just fucking thrown out there.
Bert and Tom. You said that? Bert and Tom was my neighbors growing up. Like, it was the old couple that lived next door. It was Bert and Tom. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, did he mean Bob and Tom? Like, it's like, what is this talking about? Okay. I know what you're talking about. Two bears, one cave.
Yeah. Kreischer and Segura.
Yeah.
but I do think that's happening is like, which that caught me off guard when I was like trying to find different stand up comedy specials to watch is the pure amount of specials that are out there.
Yeah.
Is like kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, there's a
lot. I also feel like it's hard to. I've noticed this when we did Best Comedian, and I've actually heard a lot like, and these aren't like your anti woke comedians, so don't just go down that road. Because, but some people like, I feel like when you look at a list, like everybody just factors in like, okay, this is the like, you know. This is the voice of this group. This is the voice of this group. And so I got to put all of them in the top 10.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes, you know.
Yeah, like my Marlon Wayans one wasn't on people's list, but I guarantee if you watch it, you'll die laughing. Yeah. It was on one fucking topic, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it didn't have any like political or social or anything like that. It was just like this one topic, Marlon Wayans, Tupac, Jada, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
It was that topic, you know, and it didn't stray away from that, but it was fucking a banger, and I didn't see it, like, on any lists.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I think stand-up comedy is kind of, like, sexy again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's coming back.
So I can see the people that did it before wanting to come back and do it. Especially if they don't have as much going on, and maybe they just don't have it because they're not traveling, you know, 70 days on the road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kevin James. It's one. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, James.
Well, I was just going to say that Kevin James also, like, some of his material was, like, his opinions are not really in line with my opinions. Anymore, too. So that's another thing that, like, because Sweat the Small Stuff was, there was no opinions at all.
Yeah.
It was just goofy.
Yeah, it was just goofy comedy. Funny comedy.
Talking about giant muffins and shit.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. But now Kevin James has formed some opinions throughout his years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I miss the, you know, more of the Jeselniks, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I did just see he actually just posted that he's gonna have a special coming to Netflix.
Ooh.
And I think he said he's shooting for October. He's like, it's funny. He's like, you know, I made an announcement a while ago that my thing was coming to Netflix, and then I walked it back because I had some other bidders. And he's like, and then you know, I was looking into that, but in the end, I just went back to Netflix. and speaking of that, I just saw, like, because, you know, Kreischer was the Grand Marshal of Gasparilla.
Yeah.
He also announced that he will be shooting his special here in June.
Yeah. In St. Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's already fucking sold out, but yeah.
No, tickets go on sale Friday, and the show is July 6th.
Hmm.
So there's still a chance. They did a pre-sale. The pre-sale's already sold out, but they're going to release the rest of the tickets this Friday.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Hell yeah. Also, Leaderboard Arcade up in Jacksonville. Went there. Badass.
Oh, nice.
They had a bunch of Japanese games, and I didn't even know they had, like, this Pokemon Japanese game that was kind of like Mortal Kombat-ish, but, like, for kids, and or, like, Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And, like, my kid was loving it because they had actual levels that were actually easy, medium, and hard, right?
Yeah.
So the easy was actually easy for him versus... Some of the easy games are not actually easy for a 5-year-old.
Right, yeah.
You know, but yeah, it was badass. Like, I showed you guys the video of it, but, like, there was just so much cool shit. And they had a walking taco, which was the Doritos with the taco in the bag. The only thing it was missing, the fucking elote.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I was thinking about that dip the other day. I was like, I need to fucking make that again.
Oh, my God.
I just need to make it for, like, a Tuesday night.
I decimated it. Whatever you left here was gone so quickly.
I instantly, when I was, like, about 2 hours in, I was like, I should have fucking took that.
You know, when I opened the fridge and I saw it was still there, I was like, fuck yeah, Andy forgot it. I was so happy.
I was saying, didn't I separated, like, each of you guys a bowl?
Yeah, he was supposed to take it, but
we might have ate some later that night too, though. I don't know.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah!
Hell yeah!
What do you got, Drew?
Oh, you know, most anticipated things of 2024. The Alkaline Trio album from Friday came out, and it is fucking. It's good. It's good. It's. You know, it's the Alkaline Trio. It's still the same shit after 20 years with still being different. Like, there's, like, this one song that, like, I'm just obsessed with the way, like, his cadence and melody on the over the music. Like, I'm just like, oh. Like, that's something, like, he's never done before. And I'm like, it just sounds so cool. So, yeah. Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's the song?
That one is... Hold on. I don't have all the names memorized yet. Meet Me.
Meet Me.
Like, Meet Me. And Meet me in the middle of Minnesota.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man. Yeah. M-E-A-T.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not, yeah,
it's
not
game
me.
Up there.
toss me a steak. Meet me.
Yeah. Hey, meet me that hamburger.
And what, have you guys ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse where you have red and green?
Yes.
I never have.
Dude, they meet you up big time.
Dude, do you fucking say? Do you look at them and you say, meet me?
Bogo de Chao or whatever?
Dude, yeah. And then, like, I'm like, why are they still giving me meat? And then somebody points down and the person next to you is laughing because they're like, I flipped it over when you weren't looking.
I don't think I would ever be mad at that.
Dude, so much weed, though.
When I went in April, it was like, you know, they offer, like, the salad bar, too, and everybody went up like, what the fuck? Like, no, just...
Hold up now. Let me tell you something. My favorite thing from Fogo de Chao.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
The bacon from the salad bar.
Bro, I would believe that, yeah.
It was crispy and sweet and...
And don't get me wrong. Like, honestly, like, I probably should have just because, you know, you eat that much meat and you're just not shitting for, like, a day and a half. Like,
dude,
yeah,
it was almost like you definitely got
to get some greens in there.
Ready for this? Candied black pepper bacon.
Oof.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I like that. I like anything candied.
Yeah,
you ain't lying.
Fucking A.
Man, we just keep going back to Andy's story, don't we?
Son of a...
Speaking of candy, that voice is... Man, what's an old man saying for sweet?
Tasty?
No, like... Like, you know, something Kevin would say. Like finer than frogs there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but sweeter than something.
That's sweeter than your granny's tit milk.
Whoa. Drew is like drowning right now. You just fucking you just waterboarded Drew with that joke.
Dude, I did almost drowned. Holy shit. I was trying so hard to not just projectile that. Holy shit.
The timing.
Sweeter than your grandma's tit milk. Man, that's sweeter than your grandma's tit milk.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's southern as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that at the shake joints all the time.
What's this drink taste like? Well, honey, let me tell you, it's sweeter than your granny's tip milk. I'll take two of them.
Well, hey, why don't you tell us about this awesome pick you have?
Yeah, yeah. One of the greatest picks in draft bot history. You guys are going to agree with me, and I know you will when I say it. That's how good I feel about this. Like, I might have to Rumpelstiltskin myself if you can. It's that fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
I want something with some longevity. That's why last time I went WWE Raw.
Yeah.
And I also want something that takes me through a period of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want something that lasted for a long time, has hours of viewing pleasure. It's funny. You're going to, like, feel what's going on. You're going to get some music and some comedy. I'm going with, you ready for this?
I think I got you.
Late Show with David Letterman.
Oh.
4,261 episodes, 23 seasons from 1993 to 2015. So I get from the moment I was 11 all the way until 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I get like, some of the best moments of like your girl hopping on the thing and flashing Dave. I get J. Cole doing a badass, like nowhere released song that he did. Kendrick Lamar, some of the stand up comedians that have just kind of come through there. And you get all those like you know, cool interviews with Jay-Z or all of these different things. You get the skits, you get Biff, you get just all of this stuff, the top-notch comedy writing, and you get fucking 23 years of material.
This is a pretty brilliant idea.
So wait, this is just his CBS show?
Yeah, Late Show with David Letterman. I picked that because, like, I can't pick his other stuff. It has to be one show. Okay. So Late Show with David Letterman.
Yeah.
I had a couple other ideas, but ultimately I kept coming back to, I don't know how many hours of viewing,
mm-hmm.
4,261 episodes is, but it's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
It's at least more than 4,000 hours.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you're good. You're definitely good. That's legit. That's a legit pick. There's a lot of good stuff in that.
And you had me worried for a second because I saw your pick from last time and I knew that's what it was you just wanted something with a long longevity.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with another late show, but mine only takes place on Saturdays. And I'm going Saturday Night Live.
That was the other one I almost went with.
Again, you go through the eras and, you know, all the, you know, different musical choices and things like that. You really get a taste of what's going. You know, it's almost like an archive of history. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, Bill Clinton. I remember when he fucking would go into McDonald's and go on his little run.
I remember when they first put their dick in the box.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I remember Gumby. You know,
yeah.
Fucking, Mr. but yeah, 939. Yeah, so much so that I almost picked it.
Mm-hmm.
That I had it open 939 episodes.
Yeah,
and ultimately I went 939 versus 4,261, but I was very close because the same thing. You get what's going on. You get music every single week, you know.
You get a cast that kind of changes around, too, so it's not the same faces the entire time, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like it's one of those where much like, you know, some of these syndicated shows where it just doesn't matter. You can just pop in wherever.
Yeah.
You can just, you know, throw on something random. So
Yeah.
Or if you want to do the start from the beginning and play your way through, you can absolutely do that and just rank things yourself just for the fun of it.
That's something I've always wanted to do anyway. I might as well do it when I'm the last man on earth, you know?
Which 100%. I think, speaking of that, I think Peacock has everything now.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Can
you imagine ranking all 939 episodes?
Oh, shit.
No, that's where I doubt James will take it, but maybe he will. But I've seen the Simpsons things where they do that.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's insane.
I watched one where they were doing rankings and it was 4 hours long. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But I just kind of had it on in the background.
Yeah, they come next year.
It was for one of our Simpsons draft and I just like was like, put it on, yeah.
Yeah, next year is the 50th, like, for SNL, so, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That is nuts.
All right. I just had a reverse based off of you guys' picks.
Oh.
I had an idea.
You changed it up.
Yeah. But I just have to look up what the name of the show is.
It is funny because at first
unlike Kevin
I was like,
James, this is reversible.
Yeah. Exactly.
At first I'm like Ted Lasso or Barry or some shit like that. And then like I was like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Logic, you know?
Yeah.
God, what the fuck is this? Oh, there it is. Okay. So, similar to what you guys picked.
Yeah.
This is a show that whenever it comes on, I fall into some type of trance. And normally when it does come on, like syndicated television. It's back to back to back to back to back to back to back episodes, yes. Just forever.
God, I think I know what
you're and it's not even like. It's not even like, I don't even think there's a lot of episodes. It's just the same episodes just rolling over and over again. But for some reason, you just always get locked into it. And I'm going to go with MTV's Room Raiders.
Oh, wow.
Never mind.
I did not think
that. Holy shit.
Love that show.
You know, I know. That's what I'm saying. And you know, like, whenever it's playing, it's always on a block of television that's at least 6 hours long, and 5 hours into it, you look up and you go, "Have I been watching this for 5 hours?"
And you're like, "Where do I find a black light to go over my stuff?"
Really, any of those shit ass fucking reality shows on MTV, I'll take the box set of any one of them because they're all the same. Like, I'll just get locked in.
The Drew's Room, when you put a black light over it, it's like Naomi from the WWE when she walks out.
That's right. You feel the glow. Yeah.
That flag behind him was black. He painted that Wu-Tang logo on there.
Yeah. Dude, he's a very skilled Siemensman.
Siemensman?
That's like next time James Dog sits for me, I'm just going to like go through and mark my own gisting so I know which ones are mine.
I love that you could be the ice sculptor of jizz.
He's gonna come in here and it's just gonna be those little flags that you put like in the yard. It's just gonna be all over my house.
I'm gonna put a little splash on every mark too.
Your own,
yeah, a little splash. On my
own. Hey, don't worry, I got you. I brought my own.
Dude, when you go like, over his walls, it looks like a city mural.
it's only fucking, it's like, you can only see it with black light though, but it's like this fucking, it's like the, no, the fuck, like it's like the Biggie mural, but it's just semen.
I carry it around in like a little bottle that's like a holy water bottle, and I just kind of flip it around the house, you know.
Dude,
I bless this God, house. Let me bless this
such
house.
Such a fucking funny idea. I almost want to do it. Just paint the wall with semen, and nobody will know it's there until you turn a fucking black light on.
That is a fucking nightmare. Please don't put that idea in the universe.
You can just do a bunch of like sports things, like a hockey puck, a soccer ball, a basketball. So just like, what?
Oh my god!
A tennis racket.
A tennis racket.
This one took me 5 weeks to complete. Because of the strings in the racket. Oh man.
Just keep going into a paint can every time until it's full, and then you're ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, Andy.
Well, like, he's just got foil on the wall, like, in the design, and then he just has to fill it in and then pull the foil off.
Yeah. I mean, whatever like technique he uses, I guess. Yeah.
It's like a whole Bob Ross thing. Put a happy little tree here.
Who's our boy from Home Improvement?
Tim Allen?
Al?
No.
Richard Karn?
Yeah, you're like the Richard Karn of jizz.
Karn is spelled with a Q, though. All right, so I'm up for video game right now.
Video game.
I thought about a game that has a cool story that I have played multiple times already that is also a hard game to play, so you get a bit of a challenge, but also has kind of an open world or a situation where things are going to be different almost every time you play it. Mm. So I went with Metal Gear Solid.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is such a good fucking pick.
That is. That's fucking great. Yeah. Oh, man. So, and it could give you preparation if you need it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different outcomes. You can learn to sneak around. You learn tactical espionage action. Yeah. You know, so
which you might need when you're down in the sewer.
Exactly.
Is that what it says underneath Metal Gear Solid?
Yes. tactical espionage action.
I was like, wait, I think.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, I still say, like, the collection of villains in this, in that game is, like, the best.
Oh, dude, yeah. Revolver Ocelot.
Ocelot, the Sniper fucking Wolf. The giant dude who had, like, the big fucking...
Yeah. I can't think of
There was, like, the mine... God, what was...
The Mantis or something like that?
Mantis, yeah.
Psycho Mantis.
Yeah, to plug the controller into the other fucking...
Yeah, like, dude.
Not for it to work.
Yeah, that's so legit.
It's too legit.
To quit.
The fucking sniper, the fucking little ninja that was helping you out. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, Sniper Wolf was hot.
Sniper Wolf was hot.
Yeah.
Wood.
Wood. Man, I think I'm gonna watch the cutscenes.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Like, as a movie.
Yeah.
Anybody
Snake?
Got some?
Snake!
Wood?
Oh, man, I should have taken Full House for TV. Oh, actually, the Full House house?
I had that written down.
That's a cool pick, like living in San Fran.
Hell yeah.
Man, I might have to add drop.
I thought about that for like Big Sur, which is near San Fran. And you get like just that fucking majestic. Because why am I going to fucking live somewhere without a view if I can live somewhere with one?
Yeah. And if you needed to, take the TV theme, you could say the Weeds season 4 house. Because it was a Big Sur.
Yeah, or one of James's favorite shows, the OC.
That's right.
Oh, yeah,
Andy, I, for one, would hate if you were out of view. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Brington.
I'm back.
Yeah, don't go away too long. Where's Andy? Huh?
Oh, no.
Drew, you're up right now, video game.
Fucking peekaboo. Where's Andy? Where'd he go? Dude, so honestly, Andy, you fucking, if I could steal from last year, it would be this pick. Like, there was one pick that we could pull from like last time you guys did this, it would be fucking Tetris. Like that game, that is the perfect fucking Last Man on Earth video game. It really is.
Looks like you'll have to take Candy Crush instead.
Royal Match.
Yeah.
Everybody who plays a bunch of mobile video games knows it because of the stupid fucking ads.
Yes. Yeah, it's on every fucking thing. Or Fishdom.
Oh, God. Oh. Dude, I get so pissed because I'm like, just move the thing and let the water just do the fire. And every time I know it's not going to do it.
Oh, that one. Yeah. So this. Yeah.
Oh. With the snake coming and...
Yeah, no.
Time's running
out.
The
one I'm thinking of is like where they like, they do the fish and it's like you got to eat the ones with the points.
Yeah.
And then they always like, oh, I'm a 5, but I'm going to try to attack this one that's 500.
And I'm like, you idiot.
Like, who does this?
Yeah. Clearly they do it so people get so pissed off that they download the game so they go play it. And then all of a sudden, it's not even like the same thing as in the advertisement.
A lot of that shit, like I noticed.
Dude, I did Royal Match for a little bit just because, like, my kid kept saying, like, I want to play Royal Match. And I'm like, fuck. So I downloaded it finally. And then, like, it wasn't even like.
Yeah. So there's one I've seen, and it's a game I play. And it is just like, it's one of those, like, match 3 kind of Candy Crush kind of shit.
Yeah.
But I've seen the advertisements for it, and all they do is put like the commercial thing of the ad is for like the mini games that are in there that only happen like every 20 fucking levels.
Yes. Oh, dude, it's a little thing that I've never mentioned to anybody.
I guess bell break, so I'm not losing
me
my
off
time
so
here.
Much. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Ooh, angry.
So, yeah, and James, damn, you took a fucking great game to pick.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But I guess, I mean, I guess I'll go with the more recent one that I've just put so much fucking time into. And I'll go Red Dead 2.
Oh, I thought you were going.
Huh?
What?
The fucking cleaner game. The Power Wash.
Oh, Power Wash? Yeah, Power Wash. Dude, both my brothers have already beat that fucking game.
Oh man!
I just haven't been able to play like enough, but yeah, they both fucking finished it.
Oh fuck! I thought for sure you were taking Power Wash.
Especially like
this is a better.
If
pick.
I could, if like just going back and like replaying story mode and everything,
yeah,
which I haven't done in years. Actually, there was a like on this or last week's you made it weird. He like they were talking about that where it's like the guy's like he's like you know what I love about most about video games he's like is like the first like he just said like kind of the first 10 levels but like you kind of know what it like he's like when you're learning how to do shit
yeah
he's like once you learn how to do the game it's kind of fucking well he's like a lot of games are just fucking boring
yeah
he's like the best part is like learning and like going around he's like oh because they were talking about how like somehow they were talking about like Mark Wahlberg and how his kid was like collects baseball cards and there was some thing where he's like he just bought him a bunch of baseball cards but it's like but then you kind of take the fun like he's like you never yeah. want to give the kid the thing they're interested in because then it's like it loses all interest he's like it's like
yeah.
he's like it's like somebody being like here play my Pokemon game because it has everybody I've already called them all
yeah
and
yeah.
it's like well that's
then why am I playing
yeah.
yeah
I always thought that with like the like cheat codes and stuff it's like well yeah but then it just kind of takes the fun out of like earning shit
unless it's Big Head in NBA Jam
yeah
yeah, you need a code for that. Story. You just need a code button sequence for that.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's
different.
But no, like, I agree with
or,
you.
Or like one button fatalities.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta have that.
Well, and this makes sense, too, because you like fucking Westerns, right? So, like, you kind of get some of that in a way.
And again, like James said, this is, you get different outcomes in this game.
Yeah.
Depending on if you're an asshole to other players or whatever. Or, I mean, to, you know, if you're more of an outlaw or more of a good guy.
Right.
So, there's different endings to this game.
Hell yeah.
And it's about surviving, right? So.
That's right.
There you go.
I mean, I could practice my skills.
Yeah.
If I can learn how to skin a deer by playing this game, and then I can go hunt deer in my Minnesota cabin.
I'm excited.
All right, Andy.
Andy.
All right. I'm going with the song that also provides one hell of a soundtrack because I want even more music. I'm going Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Okay. Mm.
You get that open world that you want. You also get to do, like, cool stuff like cracking hookers.
Yeah.
You know? You get to drive around and like already since I'm trying to be out on the West Coast, I can kind of drive around there and like, oh shit, I'd like that vibe that I see right there.
Yeah, you can learn the streets drive by playing there. The game. Fuck yeah. That's legit. You know? Yeah.
Plus, like, again, the soundtrack. Like, listen to this shit. Like, you get Rage, Tupac, James Brown, Cypress Hill, Slick Rick, Rick James, Public Enemy, Eric B. and Rakim, like, Cool in the Gang. Like, it's just fucking all over the place. You can change the radio station, you know, based on, you know, what you like. This is more up my speed, so I went with this one as opposed to another one of the GTAs.
Mm-hmm.
But you could definitely go with one of the other GTAs, too. I just, like the vibe of San Andreas the most personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fucking soundtrack on this. So
That's legit. That's fucking absolutely legit. Plus you get like, you know, you're the last man on earth. So you can turn on a radio station in Grand Theft Auto and listen to like their version of DJs, like the people that they created in the game. Like,
yeah.
So it almost sounds like you're listening to actual radio shows, and like
it's
maybe
it's like a hack for the last album on Earth. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like you get all 100%. You get a bunch of stuff. Now.
Yeah, not that's just right. music, but you get like people bringing the music in, and like yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I like that.
I kind of want to take this Grand Theft Auto San Andreas soundtrack as my album now. That way you can't you have to play the game on mute.
Oh god. That would fucking suck.
It's a good thing that one came first.
All right, what's your entree?
All right, so
fuck, what did you guys pick before? I gotta look at this.
So I was trying to figure out with the Daniel thing, it was fun because it's Daniel. Mm-hmm. With this one, I want to be legit. So am I allowed to pick a category, or does it need to be a specific fucking thing?
I picked a category.
I kind of have a category too.
Okay, I'm going sandwiches.
Fuck, that's my category.
Not my category.
God damn it.
There's so many sandwiches in the world.
Oh my god.
I will say this though. Daniel's fucking furious.
Oh, I know.
Right,
he's fucking he's like, he just threw whatever device he's listening to this on.
Whatever he's listening to it on, he just fucking
launched that bitch.
It came like centimeters away from hitting his daughter in the head.
You know what's crazy about sandwiches? Like, I can literally put anything in there because I actually do now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody be like, that's not a sandwich. And I'll be like, bullshit. I made it. Two pieces of pizza, cookie dough in the middle. That's a fucking sandwich.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I did that last week.
Cookie dough in the middle of two pieces of pizza.
Hi, Andy. It's like Sheila on meth.
That was fucking wild.
But yeah, sandwiches, man. They're so good. There's so many of them.
There are.
Yeah. What you want? Meat? Got it. Cheese? Got it. Vegetables? Fuck them.
I had like submarine sandwiches, but I think they're off the board now.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. Then I have a new one. My new one is Chinese food.
Oh, we got you.
Yeah, we got him.
Has it already been done?
Huh?
Wait, why you got me?
Because it's my turn.
It's Drew's turn. Fuck. You get me. Well, it doesn't matter.
It's been so long
since. I don't even remember the punishment.
I don't either.
I think I lose my pick. I have to come back around at the end and do it.
Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah. And it's the last pick anyway.
It's the last pick anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And he's not going to take it, so you get it.
Yeah, and it's only three options.
He might take it.
It doesn't fucking matter because it's...
Damn it.
Like that's it's great to happen during a regular draft where you would like
sucks
yeah this
for it to happen here
for this one yeah
oh yeah, right. The last pick. Oh.
For those who don't know or remember like us, if you go out of turn, then you have to wait until the end of the draft to then get that draft pick back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which for James is one pick. And I'm going with my category of cereal.
Oh, cereal.
Ooh. Like a dry cereal?
Well, it includes the milk.
It doesn't.
You didn't say cereal and milk.
Milk and cereal. Okay, milk and cereal. And he didn't say that. Well, like, he just said sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Are you just not no condiments on anything?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, he
yeah,
said,
exactly.
He said
it's part of a sandwich.
He said
it's part of milk. Yes, it is.
Andy said specifically
because if you're eating dry and you're past the age of two, like you're a fucking psychopath. All right.
That's fair. Oh man, that's a good pick though.
Andy said pizza and cookie dough sandwiches, so that's what he's specifically doing.
Yeah, yeah.
For the rest of his life.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. But yeah, man, I fucking, like, there's not, I don't know if there's really a cereal I don't like.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, cereal is, like, universal.
Grape good. Nuts.
Yeah. Even
still
then.
Still good.
Every once in a while, I'm like, I can fuck with some grape nuts.
Really? Yeah. What about Metamucil?
That's not cereal.
I think that's a drink.
What the fuck? Like, yeah, I know you like sandwiches.
So what should I do? My honorable mentions first, and then...
No, it's fine. I know
Chinese food. All right, and now I'm going to go to my honorable mentions.
I fucked up.
I know you like sandwiches. I know you like sandwiches, but what about car batteries, huh? Would you even eat a car battery on a sandwich?
I mean, shit, sometimes you need a little charge.
Chinese food is great. I honestly, and it's one of those ones where it's...
I never, like, get tired of it.
I've had the same order for 30 fucking years.
Yeah. Well, and I could eat Chinese food every day and still not get tired of it.
It's my biggest problem with LFO's song, Summer Girls.
Yeah.
It never makes me
Chinese
sick.
Chinese food makes me sick, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Chinese food is always the scapegoat for, like call-ins.
Oh, yeah, people love to. It's like the...
Oh, I had some Chinese food, but, like, I've never got sick from Chinese food.
I have once, but it was from the China's Best Food, which, I mean, I knew that it was going to have... I knew it was going to be fucking poison, you know, and I still kept going back after.
Yeah. And it's always there for you in moments where nothing else is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, fuck, it's Christmas.
Unless it's
by myself.
Mondays. For some reason, they're always closed Mondays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can always find one that stays open, though.
Yeah.
But, like, I've used it several times when I've been, like, when I was living in Ohio for 6 months by myself. Yeah. I definitely had moments where I was just like, fuck, it's a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's open. And then I was like, oh, shit, Chinese.
Yeah.
And it was like the best thing ever. I would drop like 40 bones, just all the Chinese you can get.
Yeah.
What are you guys getting at a Chinese restaurant?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. There is sometimes I spend a way too much money for one person on Chinese. Dude, but then, like, I eat it for, like... It's also meals later, yeah.
Yeah, right. I get sesame chicken, I get crab rangoons, and I get some wonton soup.
Yeah.
That's like my classic.
Go ahead, Drew.
My basic entree is the General Tso.
Yeah.
And then I used to get crab rangoons a lot, but I've kind of switched to, like, if we're talking appetizer, I'll get, like, the fucking fried dumplings.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Those are good. Yeah. Same, but if they don't have that, egg roll.
Oh, yeah.
I usually get an egg roll, too.
I always have to throw in. If it's not in the combo already, like, I always got to throw in an egg roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they hit you off with a cookie at the end that makes your life, like, feel important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give a little bit of advice, something to live for.
I think you guys made fun of me at this at one point, and I still think it's the fucking legitest thing ever. There was a pool in North Carolina when I was a kid, and they served egg rolls at the pool, and it was fucking great.
I don't know if I've ever heard this.
Yeah, why would we make fun of for that?
Somebody did. They were like, they were serving egg rolls at your local pool, and I said, yeah.
Well, it is weird.
It was fucking great.
Don't get me wrong.
I would always go to this place and get the egg rolls.
Well, yeah, that's cool. I don't know. I don't even know how I would make fun of it. Egg rolls at the pool?
It's not like a normal pool snack for people that were going to local pools.
I was
going to
say, like, I feel like pools just had, like, the concession stands like that, like, Little League baseball fields always had. So, like, for it to have real food is fucking bananas to me. Like,
Should have just bags of chips and, like, Snickers bars.
Yeah.
They had that and hot dogs, and then they had egg rolls. So I always fucking went with the egg roll.
They probably had the egg rolls that they just cooked on the hot dog roller, you know?
It was $1 a piece, boom. And it was fucking banging.
That's legit.
You know what would be awesome is, like, egg rolls, but stuffed with, like, different types of food.
Ooh, like Robert and your rolls?
Yeah. Dude, they have that. So good. Like, Philly cheesesteak egg rolls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, somebody macaroni should start a food truck. Cheese. Fuck. All right. Back to my honorables. So for alcoholic beverage, this is honorable mention number one.
I will say, James, though, I still like your original idea of the burritos.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good idea, too. Chinese
I have that
burrito.
Down as well. Yeah.
Just everything, like... Oh, like a burrito stuffed with spaghetti.
Yeah.
They have that up here.
And like spaghetti, and maybe like some butter in there too. Like, like a cold spaghetti sandwich. You know,
hell come on now. Yeah. Throw some American cheese on that bitch.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm fucking filling up. I'm getting PC all over my quote now.
So for alcoholic beverage, I thought about. You know, I'm living alone in the world now. I need to fucking keep my head on a swivel. I need to know what the fuck's going on. I can't be, like, fucking blasted drunk all the time. So I decided to go with a liquor that I'll never drink unless I really go, like, so deep or bad or whatever that I need a drink. You know what I mean? Then I can pull it out. I can probably use it for fuel, too, and I'm going with Malort.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to tell you, I don't know if you listen to it or just, you know, listen and maybe not, but I was going to tell you to tell Chris that there's a band called Malort and Savior. Ben played them on a recent episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I gotta let Chris know because he's always fucking talking about Malort.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's funny. And then for my snack, Hawaiian rolls and spinach dip. Like, that's like my thing. I can eat that forever and not get tired of it.
That's good.
And then for the book, I picked Britney Spears, The Woman in Me.
Nice.
Just because it's filled with so much drama and so much, you know, it's also Britney. It's Britney, bitch. You know?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to take Crossroads, you got to take the book.
That's right. All right, Drew.
Fucking Road Atlas. I'm going to go with, you know, listen, I spend a lot of time by myself as it is, and one thing I do a lot is fucking take a nap, so I'm going to need a stimulant, so give me some fucking Terramana tequila.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I need to wake up a little bit. Snack? I'm going to go with my fucking... Listen, I'm going to go with specifically my mother's Nuts and Bolts or Chex Mix.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to be thirsty while I'm drinking those. Or I'm going to need something to, you know, keep, you know, kind of the balance there. And then the book, I just wanted to give an Andy answer. I guess I'll go with the, you know, the good book of all good books, you know?
The Mormon Bible?
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me.
Yeah.
You're going with the Bible?
There's a lot of stories in
no,
it.
No, not at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun.
I'll go with
there's
the
fun
the,
fictional stories.
The W by the RZA.
Nice. I like that. Oh, okay. I think I can still take this because it doesn't have to be Terramana.
Because it's not Rand McNally's.
Yeah.
I'm gonna print out MapQuest.
Yeah, and I'm gonna staple it and call it a book. I like that. No, I'm going to go with, for my drink, it's called the El Diablo. It's a highball tequila drink, with bold berries, zingy lime, and a spicy ginger complement. So it's got tequila, reposado, creme de cassis, lime juice, and ginger beer.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That sounds actually really fucking good.
Yeah, it looks amazing, too. It looks super refreshing, right?
Yeah.
But it still gives you this pick-me-up that the tequila gives you. And you get the berry taste that I also fucking kind of wanted. So I like this. And ginger beer, you put it in pretty much anything and it's good.
Yeah, true. That's exactly right.
And you get six drinks in one. So
you got to put it in a copper mug, though, you know?
All right. I was going to go crazy here, but I'm not going to anymore. I'm going to pull back. I'm going to go to my actual go-to snack. That late night, you know, trying to be quiet, but still trying to get that good in my belly. I'm talking about pretzels and Philadelphia cream cheese.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
I could tear this up for eternity.
Hold on. So I've not had this combo.
What?
You haven't?
No.
Holy oh my like
the,
god!
Is it like the big pretzel rods?
You can do that.
You can do the skinny ones. I like to do the skinny ones and like triple them up or something.
Yeah,
I like
or
to do.
If I'm
the...
trying to take it slower, I'll go one at a time.
But... I like to do the pretzel chips. There's like chip size pretzels or whatever. Flat,
I know what you're talking about. But
and you
like...
can spread the fucking cream cheese on them.
All to me, the little how, rods... how did none of us pick a lotte?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, like, the Philadelphia cream cheese with the crunch and the saltiness of the pretzel is, like...
Time's running out.
Top notch.
Your look's gone.
I think that was done on purpose.
Whoops.
No book, huh? I'll just put not applicable.
The best Andy pick of all time.
Oh, it's too bad my time ran out.
That's legit.
Fuck you, books.
Fuck you, books. Actually, not change not applicable to fuck you, books. Wow, what a fun podcast this was.
Dude. Yeah, and in my I just want to show you what I put in there.
She said, "Nah,
nah."
For books, it just says, "Nah."
Yeah,
it's almost like we planned it, but we didn't plan the fact that I was like, "Wait, what?" No, like I ended up killing the rest of your time.
So perfect. Oh, James, you're gonna run out of your pick.
Oh, if we can see that, it's an underwear quote. Fuck you, Brooks, Andy.
Oh, well, we fucking did it, guys.
We did it.
This is a really fucking solid group of teams here.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It is. I'm glad you picked this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it would be fun to do one so we could have
one
person that's done all of them.
Yeah.
So now you've essentially done them all.
Officially. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now we just gotta pick all the ones James missed last year.
Yeah, there's a couple I missed too. I don't know what they are though. That's
the
gonna
next,
be hard.
The
to
next mulligans
out.
Are just gonna be reduced from the 2023.
Exactly.
Oh man!
If I get it, though, Andy is probably gonna win again.
Well, all of our Super Bowl picks are gone.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Oh, who's in the Super Bowl?
San Fran and Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. San Fran was the other team I was going to pick if I didn't pick Baltimore. And
so many, like, just similar colors.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Red on red.
Red and gold and red and yellow.
Yeah. Let me read off the teams for Elmo, too.
Elmo.
It's the last man on Earth, too. Yeah.
Two.
All right, for Andy's picks of Last Man on Earth 2, for Carr, the Carlman King.
Case.
The city, Old Palm Springs, the house is in Hilltop Haven. Album, Songs in the Key of Life, Stevie Wonder. Movie, Hot Rod. TV show, Late Show with David Letterman. Video game, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Entree, all of sandwiches, Daniel. All of them.
All sandwiches, Daniel.
Drink, the El Diablo. Snack, pretzels and cream cheese. Drew's going to try it and lose his fucking mind. And book, fuck you, books. For Drew's team of Elmo 2. Carr, the Dark Knight Tumblr. City House, he's going to be in Minnesota. In the cabin from the show, Coach.
That's so fucking funny.
Album, The Works from Queen with a K. Movie, Jackass 3. TV show, Saturday Night Live. Video game, Red Dead 2. And entree, all of the cereals, Daniel. All of them. Drink, Terramana Tequila. Snack, Nuts and Bolts. And book, The W by RZA. And for James's Elmo 2 picks, Carr, Korean station wagon from Vacation. His place of residence, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Tour.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Tour.
I just felt like fucking your guy, Dana Carvey. Sewer. For album, the classic, similar to Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, Limp Bizkit, Greatest Hits. For movie, Billy Madison. For a TV show, get your black lights out because it's MTV's Room Raiders. For video game, Metal Gear Solid. And for food, Chinese food, Daniel.
All
of it. For alcohol, Malort. Snack, Hawaiian roll and spinach dip. And book, Britney Spears, The Woman in Me.
Fucking A. That's legit.
Woof.
We did it, guys. Good. We did it. Now we're the last men on Earth.
We fucking are. Drew, what would you say if you saw somebody else while you were roaming the streets of Minnesota? While you were the last man on Earth,
I'd scream, "Love you, bitch!"